Masechet Eduyot, Perek Dalir, Mishnah Bet. In the last Mishnah, we had the Machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel about an egg that was laid on Yom Tov, if you're allowed to eat it or not. Bet Shammai was lenient, while Bet Hillel was Mahmir, was strict. Here we'll apply that Machloket to other things. Mishnah says, Behema Shenolda B'Yom Tov, Akom Modim Shehi Muteret. If an animal was born on Yom Tov, and that Yom Tov fell out on a Sunday, everybody, both Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, would agree that you're allowed to eat it on that day. Bet Hillel, who prohibited an egg that was laid on a Sunday, that was Yom Tov, because the Sunday followed the Shabbat. And when it comes to a Betzah, there is a preparation the day before. So technically this egg was prepared on Shabbat for Yom Tov, which is a problem. But an animal where there's no preparation, if it's born on that day, it wasn't prepared from yesterday, therefore everybody would say that it's permissible to eat on that Yom Tov that falls out on a Sunday. But if a chick comes from an egg on Yom Tov, everybody agrees that it's not allowed to be eaten on that day. The idea here is, even Bet Shammai, who allow a newly laid egg, when it comes to a newly hatched chick, they would agree that it's a problem. And this really has nothing to do with Yom Tov. It really has to do with the status of a newly hatched chick. Every day of the year is considered to be a shenitz, a creeping creature, like a little insect. The Torah forbids eating the chick until it opens its eyes, until its eyes are visible. So this is just a general law. The Torah forbids eating a chick until it's a little bit more developed. We'll now have the machlokot between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, where Bet Shammai continues to be more lenient than Bet Hillel. The first one will be about kisui hadam, covering up the blood. If a person slaughters a non-domestic animal, that's a haya, or a bird, they're obligated to do kisui hadam. They're obligated to cover the blood with dirt, sand, or something else. So if somebody wants to slaughter an animal or a bird on Yom Tov, they have to do kisui hadam. There could be some halachic issues with kisui hadam. A person could be digging up dirt from the ground. That's horesh, that's plowing. He could be taking earth or dirt that was tough, that was hard, and he wants to loosen it up. And that would be grinding tohen. Or maybe dirt is mukseh. Person, he doesn't expect normally to use dirt on Yom Tov, so that's a problem. So therefore, Hachamim discuss how we deal with this mitzvah on Yom Tov. Hashohet haya ve'of b'Yom Tov. If somebody wants to slaughter a non-domesticated animal or a bird on Yom Tov, Bet Shammai omrim, yahpor bedekar v'chaseh. Say Bet Shammai, he's allowed to slaughter the animal and then dig up dirt with the shovel that's already in the ground and use it to cover up the blood. What he's talking about is a situation where he's dealing with afar tihowah, with the earth, where the dirt is already loose, and there is a shovel stuck into the ground already before Yom Tov. You take away all of the issues when this is done. The fact that you're dealing with dirt that's very loose means you're not creating a hole. We have no nervousness that you're digging up an actual hole on Yom Tov. You're not horesh. So therefore, that takes care of one problem. And the fact that the shovel's already in the ground also means you're not even plowing on a derabanan level. Number two, the fact that the earth is loose also takes away the problem of tohen, because you don't need to grind up that hard clumps of dirt when you have them ready in order to put them on the blood. And then lastly, the fact that the shovel was in the ground makes the dirt non-mukseh, because the fact that you put the shovel in means you're sort of designating or preparing it before Yom Tov. Bet Hillel omrim lo yishhot ela im ken hayalo afar mukhan. Bet Hillel argue, and they say that you're not allowed to slaughter the animal unless you have dirt that's fully prepared from before the Yom Tov. It's not enough to have afar tihowah, loose dirt, with the shovel inserted in, because it's possible, even though you have loose dirt and you have the shovel there, that certain pieces of dirt will come up and they may need you to grind it when they're there. So Hachamim said you're not allowed to even do that, according to Bet Hillel. What a person has to have is dirt completely dug up, broken down, and prepared before the Yom Tov. Umodim shim shahat shiyahpor bedekar v'chaseh. But Bet Hillel do say that if you already broke the law and you slaughtered the animal on Yom Tov, you didn't have any dirt prepared, you did wrong, what you're allowed to do at that point in time, after you have the blood in front of you that you have to cover, you're allowed to dig up dirt with the shovel and use it to cover the blood. He's talking again here with afarti hawa, with surf, soft earth, where we're not nervous that you're going to grind up the dirt usually, and also with the shovel already being in the ground before Yom Tov. That's the way you could do it after the fact, according to Bet Hillel. Now we'll talk about a case where Bet Hillel agree that a person is allowed to slaughter a haya, a non-domesticated animal, or an off, a bird, in the first place, the katahila, even if they have no earth before Yom Tov. She'efet kira muchanhu, ashes, like dirt and like sand, are also allowed to be used to cover up the blood. If you have ashes that were left in an oven or a stove before Yom Tov, a person is allowed to slaughter a non-domesticated animal or a bird on Yom Tov and use the ashes that are there to cover up the blood, because the ashes that are there are considered to be mukhan, they're considered to be prepared. The owner of the ashes had in mind, probably before Yom Tov, to use the ashes for all of his needs on Yom Tov. Different things come up, and therefore he was going to use these ashes for something. So they're not considered to be mukseh. They could be used for the mitzvah of kisui hadam, even though a person didn't specifically have them in mind. Since they were in his general purview of use, he is allowed to use them for kisui hadam.